Thank you so much. That's right. It is time for the good stuff. And I'm sitting here with Mike right now.
Here we are.
Indeed. And I'm ready to talk about Tri-State Livestock News before we get into other good stuff. You might have noticed they're not this fancy urban magazine. That's very true. What they go for is hard-hitting ranching news. And that's what you're going to get. Just go to Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com. That's where you can subscribe. Readers always come for one thing: authentic agricultural insights. I think that's exactly what you'll find when you go to Tri-State Livestock News.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, like the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days. That's coming up, actually, at the end of this month, this weekend, in Valentine. So they encourage you to check it out. Go to oldwestdays.net to find out more information. Or maybe start planning that summer getaway right here in Mother Nature's playground. Kim, what do you have today?
I have a piece by Edgar A. Guest. It's called All for the Best. Things mostly happen for the best, however hard it seems today, when some fond plan has gone astray, or what you wish for most is lost, and you sit counting up the cost, with eyes half blind with tears of grief, while doubt is choking out belief. You'll find when all is understood that what seemed bad was really good. Life can't be counted in a day. The present rain will not stop. Next autumn means a bumper crop. We wonder why some things must be. Care's purpose we can seldom see. And yet long afterwards we turn to view the past, and then we learn that what once filled our minds with doubt was good for us as it worked out. I've never known an hour of care, but that I'd later come to see that it has brought some joy to me, even the sorrows I have borne, leaving me lonely and forlorn. And hurt and bruised and sick at heart. And though I could not understand why I should bow to death's command, that it was really better so. Things mostly happen for the best. So narrow is our vision here that we are blinded by a tear and stunned by every hurt and blow which comes today to strike us low. And yet, someday, we turn and find that what seemed cruel once was kind. Most things I hold are wisely planned, if we could only understand. That's the mystery, isn't it?
That is the mystery. Here's something that Robertson sent into the Good Stuff program a while back. I think it was in 2007, matter of fact. So this cowboy was out looking for a job one day. He stopped at a rancher's house to ask the rancher for that job. And the rancher looks over the cowboy and thinks to himself, well, he looks okay. Big hat, denim shirt, denim pants, but he's wearing tennis shoes. Guess I'll see what he can do. So the rancher tells the cowboy, all right, let's see what you can do. Go rope that calf over there and brand it. And the cowboy has the calf branded before the little doggy knows what hit him. Well, the rancher is a bit impressed, but still not too sure, so he gives him another test. Now, go over there and break that bronc. And he points to a wild-looking Mustang in the corral. This cowboy saddles and rides the bronc, wildest ride you've ever seen. After 5 minutes, the bronc is so tired he settles down, and the cowboy hands the rancher a tame horse. The rancher is impressed now. Okay, son, you got the job. There's just one question I gotta ask you. You rope and you ride real well, and you look mostly like a cowboy except for them tennis shoes. Why don't you wear cowboy boots instead of tennis shoes? The cowboy looks the rancher right in the eye and says, sir, I would wear cowboy boots, but then people would think I was a trucker. thanks to the Robertsons.
No kidding. Money won't buy happiness, but it will pay for the salaries of a large research staff to study the problem.
We got to get a government grant for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's another quote. Let us be thankful for the fools, but for them, the rest of us could not succeed.
Oh, that is true. You got to have a bar to go by, right?
That's right. And that's Mark Twain. Can never go wrong with him.
If you want to share something with us and our listeners on the Good Stuff, by all means, we encourage you to do that by sending it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who it is, please. All right. Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.